Now, I think this actually relates to what I wanted to talk to Senator Mike Padden about, Republican from the Spokane Valley. Senator, welcome to the program. I just had a listener let me know that Portland International Airport, I know not the state you represent, but I would imagine Seattle International is probably doing the same. God forbid if Spokane International does it. But the airport is literally on its site or on its Twitter account saying, "We welcome all those who are coming to the state to fly into the airport seeking safe abortion care." Can you believe that we've got a government agency? I mean, that's who runs the airports, is government agencies, usually port agencies, saying, "Welcome here for safe abortion care." I'm not sure exactly how they define safe care when it ends in the death of a human life, but there it is. Senator, welcome back.
Well, always good to be with you, Lars. And yeah, absolutely. That's outrageous. And the equating abortion care as a positive, when, like you say, it destroys an innocent human life, you know, we're supposed to be protecting the defenseless. And that's going the wrong way.
So we have the Supreme Court, which finally recognized that when the court 49 years ago said, "We found in the pages of the Constitution a right to abortion along with a right to privacy, even though neither one exists." So the court does the right thing and fixes it, its mistake of almost half a century ago. And now we've got people like Jay Inslee saying that even though abortion is uber available in both Oregon and Washington, that Inslee says, "We're going to do everything we can to facilitate more abortions in the state of Washington." What should residents of the Evergreen State make of that?
Well, I think it's somewhat ghoulish is that's what he would be promoting. I think we've got to continue to work in Oregon and Washington to convince people about the humanity of the unborn child. And we know that it's a human being from the moment of conception. We know that the doctors are doing surgery in the womb nowadays, and they provide anesthesia because the unborn child feels pain. So, you know, we may have to start and do some bills such as the elimination of sex selection abortions, the elimination of abortions for Down syndrome, the elimination of late-term abortions. These are things that initially I think the citizens of our state would support. But we've got to continue to speak up for life and work on a one-on-one basis to convince our friends and neighbors and people we come in contact with.
Senator Padden, Jay Inslee, the governor, has actually said he wants to enshrine what he calls abortion rights, or the right to an abortion, in the state constitution. Is that a non-starter, or does there exist actually the realistic possibility that Olympia could vote and say, "We're going to put abortion rights in the constitution of the state"?
I mean, it's certainly possible. I don't think it would happen, certainly not now, and hopefully it'd be less likely after the November elections. It would take a two-thirds vote of both the House and Senate, and then it would have to be approved by the people of the state of Washington. And they don't want abortion at any time for any reason. We've already passed some of the most extreme abortion legislation in the country last session, House Bill 1851, which would allow somebody like Kermit Gosnell, who's serving a life sentence for criminal negligence in the death of women and children, somebody like him could not be prosecuted in this state under 1851, which the governor has signed and takes effect here in a few days.
And in fact, if anybody isn't familiar with Kermit Gosnell, he literally ranks as America's biggest serial killer. The number of deaths, the number of babies killed, and actually born babies killed, not just aborted, eclipses any of the other serial killers you've ever heard of, including Ted Bundy.
Yeah, absolutely right, Lars. That's an excellent point.
Do you think that there is, okay, let me go the other way. If there's no chance of an abortion amendment to the state constitution, does something reasonable, like the Down syndrome question, has always bothered me, because I'll ask people, I said, "Do you know what happens to most Down syndrome babies in America?" And they said, "Oh, I don't know, they're cared for." And I said, "No, they're killed in the womb." And they said, "No, that can't be true." I've had people in the news business say, Now, that's not true. And I said, it's 90% plus by the best estimates that they're simply killed before they're ever born. I said, that's why you don't hear about Down syndrome being as many people with Down syndrome today, because they're simply exterminated before they're born. Iceland brags about it. Is there any possibility we can educate people and get the state to say at least you can't yell a baby just because the baby isn't perfect?
I think so. And we've got great examples. The congresswoman here in our district, Kathy McMorris Rogers, has a Down syndrome child, Cole, and I've met with him. I mean, and Lars, I've been to the Special Olympics, and, you know, you give a talk there, you get the most enthusiastic reception I think I've ever gotten anywhere. I think Down syndrome individuals bring such a joy and positive aspect to life. And I think what people know that, and if they see that, I think this is something that could be passed eventually. Right now, the Democrats are lockstep against any pro-life legislation, therefore abortion for any reason at any time, and subsidized and everything else. But there is a chance that the majorities will change in Washington, and maybe Oregon too, I don't know. Come November, if that were to happen, I think we'd have a chance to pass this. We'd have to submit it as a referendum to the people, because Inslee would veto it, and he's still got a couple years left on his term. So, but I think there is a possibility, and we got to give people hope. So in addition to, you know, convincing people one-on-one and telling them about the humanity of the unborn child, I think we've got to get involved and support pro-life candidates that are running for the legislature.
You know, Senator, I've challenged some of my friends in the news business who are still reporters, and I've said, why don't you do some stories on what we do to Down syndrome babies that are not yet born? And they say, well, you know, I said, there have to have been some, and that's what their response is. And I say, no. Try and find in your files a single story about a family that says, yeah, mom was pregnant, but the baby had Down, so we just killed the baby and started over. I said, you're not going to find a single story in any news pages that I've ever seen outside of the pro-life websites that are out there. A conventional news shop, a TV, radio, newspaper, they never, ever, ever do a story like that, because it runs counter to what, unfortunately, most reporters swing to the left, and they believe in abortion, and they're not about to do a story on how they just kill all the Down syndrome kids. Senator Mike Patton, representing the Spokane Valley. Senator Patton, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.